This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We got breaking news from downtown Dallas. Three people hurt in a shooting in the middle, and we are finding Joe Kelly, our morning show host, is there in the middle of it, joining us now live with the latest. Joe.
David, I'm standing in front of the Continental Building, this beautiful, iconic building in the heart of downtown Dallas, Commerce Street. I can tell you that if you're coming downtown, the streets are closed. Commerce between St. Paul and Irving are completely shut down at this hour. Here's what we know. We got a briefing from Dallas Police just a few moments ago, about 15 minutes ago. They had a very, very brief statement and would not take any of our questions, of which we had a lot. But here's what they told us. Three people have been shot, all three transported to local area hospitals. Their conditions are unclear. Now, the troubling part of what they told us was that they have not identified a suspect in this shooting incident in the Continental Building, leaving us to wonder, is the shooter at large, or is the shooter one of the three people that were transported, and they just need to work out the details as to which one was which, who's the victim, who's the perpetrator. I can tell you that at this moment, this has transitioned from an active scene to an investigative scene, as the crime scene investigators have shown up on scene. The Dallas Fire Rescue have been out here. They have all kinds of equipment that they've got on hand for extricating and opening walls and doors. And they are now at this moment putting it back onto the Dallas Fire Rescue engine and packing up their gear and getting ready to go. The crime scene investigator just came back out to her truck. She got some additional bags, evidence markers, and went back inside the Continental Building. Again, three people have been injured in an afternoon shooting. The first call, the 911 call, came in at 12:21 p.m. this afternoon. So it is a couple of hours old at this point. And again, cops are actively investigating the scene. The street has been shut down. The building has not been evacuated, at least not the entire building. I'm told that one of the floors has been. But there are a lot of residents who are trying to get into the building, or presumably some get out of the building. But that's the latest here from the scene. Three people transported to the hospitals, and commerce remains shut down between St. Paul and Irving in downtown Dallas. In downtown, I'm Joe Kelly, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Joe, thank you so much for that thorough update. We-